he wasn't too tempted by the election to go overboard. For example, he didn't follow the late president's hope that pension would go up to 3,000 a month, but did put it up. I think that indicates that he wasn't trying to go overboard in terms of doing a budget that's linked to the election. There are some worrying aspects. The fact that the government is paying off more than $1 billion in tax arrears of the public enterprises, including Transnamib and so on. One just hopes that that's the last time that happens, because surely if they don't pay their taxes and then they're forgiven, it might just encourage them to go on, because they don't face any consequences for effectively breaking the law.